Now, as far as the debate goes, by the way, it's going to Dunedin Robbie Williams and Sparky's coming next February. Tickets go on sale next Thursday. Now, as far as the debate goes, what do we make of it? Professor Raymond Miller is a political scientist from Auckland University. He was watching. Raymond, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Did you have a winner?
I have a winner. Jacinda Ardern, I think, has had the edge last night. And what is remarkable about that is here is someone who's only been in the job for 4 weeks up against an extremely experienced cabinet minister who's had more than 10 years cabinet experience and has been twice National Party leader. But I thought she had was a very fine performance by her last night.
She won on what, though? Because the general argument appears to be English did well on detail, she did well on presentation. Is that how you saw it?
Yes, I think she did well in presentation, and I think she understood the nature of the debate well. That's not to say that she didn't have substance in her answers, but I think her performance was really what separated the two. There's a strong emotional connection that she has with voters, something that only comes naturally, and I think, too, that she was able to lift the discussion to values and aspirations, which some might think is rather lacking in substance, but in fact is the evidence of a young leader reaching out to young voters.
And so that's interesting. So the criticism is that she doesn't do numbers on immigration and housing. She got pushed a little bit, but she still doesn't come up with detail. Your argument being, if you're aspirational and you're young and you talk about tomorrow, then that's going to connect with people.
Absolutely. And I think we've seen evidence of that both in the American election last year and in parts of Europe. Yes, I think the aspirational nature of it is something that set her apart. In contrast, Bill English, although I think it was a solid performance by Bill, he does tend to lapse into the language of a finance minister. And there are a lot of facts and figures, almost enough to give someone indigestion. So, you know, he needs to keep it simple. He needs to learn from John Key's performances in past elections.
Do you think there's a way back for him?
Well, yes, there is. It's going to be, as he describes it, a two-horse race. And really, it's down to the wire over the next 3 to 4 weeks. And really, it's anyone's game, really. The momentum is with Labour at the moment. Though that could turn. It can turn very quickly indeed.
Yeah.
All it needs is one or two polls and suddenly the speculation that National will be forming the next government. So, no, I don't think it's over yet by any means.
What is your sense? Is this 84, I asked Mike Williams this, is this 84 all over again?
Well, it is 84 in the sense that here was a young, charismatic leader in David Longy up against a three-term National government, led by Rob Muldoon, who was, of course, a finance minister.
Yeah.
So there are similarities between the two. And, of course, the result of that led to a revolution in New Zealand politics. We're not necessarily going to see that now.
No.
But I think what we do see is evidence that people are beginning to look for change.
Having said that, Muldoon was hated, the economy was a mess. You can't possibly say that now, can you?
No, you certainly can't. It was very much there was a lot of personal animosity too between David Longy and Rob Muldoon. And in contrast, I thought the debate last night was very civilized.
Yeah, it was civilized. All right, Raymond, I appreciate your time very much. Raymond Miller, Professor Raymond Miller, out of Auckland University, with us this morning.